Recording in progress.
Okay, guys. Usual rules apply. We'll stick to questions in the room first, and then we'll see if there's anybody on Zoom who wants to raise a hand. Marty, let's go.
Hey, Mark.
Congrats on the thoughts on the result tonight. Obviously, getting that late equalizer.
Well, disappointed. Look, I mean, for us, we gave away a penalty. You know, you're 2v1. You shouldn't be giving away a penalty in the box there. Just hold the man up. And then obviously you go 1-0 down, then you're chasing the game. I thought we had some very good opportunities, some good balls into the box, into the area. We didn't gamble enough in those areas. But I've got to give credit to the players for how resilient they were. They kept on going and going and going. And, you know, they're rewarded for the goal, but, you know, I'd expect them to put a couple other goals in the back of the net there with the chances that they had today.
Yeah, and then just to follow up, I guess, with the playoff picture kind of in focus and in context, this is maybe not a failure, but certainly there's disappointment in this result. Because you could look at the last little bit and say it's great that they rallied, but at the end of the day, it's only a point, right?
Well, you're right. I think every game you play for 3 points, don't you? And yeah, we got a point, but I think when it's this crucial and this tight, it's about picking up points and not walking away with nothing. So yeah, we're disappointed, pissed off, because I think I wanted to win today. The players wanted to win today. But at least we got something out of the match. Overall, a failure? No, I don't agree with that. I think where my players are, this young squad, and where they are right now in the league and where everybody thought they would be, I give them full credit for the work that they put in every single day to get where they are right now. And they're holding their own, these guys.
Brad, yep. Congratulations on the point. If you had to word it in maybe a word or a couple of words, what's the tone on tonight's match?
Well, we're disappointed, obviously. You know, this is a match at home that we wanted 3 points. We knew what was at stake. Yeah, we're still in that playoff position. We're still in that playoff hunt. But it was a game where we expected 3 points, and we're disappointed way the match plan panned out today.
And a bit of a follow up. Did it sort of feel again? And I think this happened to you guys early in the season as well. Did it feel like any chance that you guys were going to have just wasn't going to go in again?
Well, I think when you looked at it, I think towards the end there, what did we have, 17 shots? You guys would know.
Yeah,
17 shots, which shows you we had the opportunities. We got in fantastic areas, but we just didn't pick that individual out. And at times when we did get in behind, which I thought our players made some great runs getting in behind, into those danger areas, that golden zone area that we keep talking about, but we just didn't have enough on it towards the end there. And I look, even throughout the game, there was a couple times when Julian got in, Michael got in, and Max, and they're looking for the pass rather than shoot. So you know, that's something that we need to address as well, because when you're in those areas, you got to shoot. You don't shoot, you don't score. And even if you do shoot, you're looking for the keeper to make a rebound and something will happen. So, yeah, I think a couple of players would like to have a few of those opportunities back.
Appreciate it, Jeremy. Ibrahim, we'll come to you, but Robin was in there first.
Like you said,
we'll just take Robin's first.
Yeah. Well, this is the end of the homestand, and 5 games, 2 wins, 3 ties, and you pulled yourself up to 4th. But was there, like, looking back overall, was there felt that you deserved a few more points or another win, turn a win to a tie, and you'd be farther up the standings?
Well, yeah, look, there were certain games, Robin. I think if you remember when we were out in Halifax, we had a penalty called on us in the 93rd minute. There wasn't a penalty. We dropped 2 points there. Then we had another home game here the other day where I'd like to think Sebastian's opportunity was not a foul, but apparently the ref saw it as a foul. So there's some more points that you've dropped. Yeah, but look, guys, you play the game to win. It's never easy. Football, I mean, if it was that easy, you could go out and win 3 points. It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? But It doesn't happen that way. These teams that come and play when you're on the road, they look to make it very, very difficult for you. And they did today. They tried to make it very difficult for us. When we travel on the road, we're the exact same. We want to make it very difficult for you and not allow you to get 3 points. And if I pick up a point on the road, I'm happy. But if I'm not picking up 3 points at home, then I'm not happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, right? These guys, and this is a tough town because all these guys, the visitors are always inspired that Malcolm Shaw, I grew up in Pickering, and Ryan Telford, I went to the school.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're coming home. They've got their friends and family in the stands. Yeah, of course, that helps. It's a motivation for them as well. Yeah, that's where we are, and we've got to deal with it.
Ibrahim.
Yeah, in the hard pass draw, it was down to a very slow first half, and the start wasn't that brilliant. But in the second half was a stand-up display, and they managed to get a good draw. Today, watching the boys, and you admit that yes, they are trying to punch, you know, up. What is missing from the game, from their game? So, is it about the shooting you talked about then?
What was missing from our game? Yeah, I just think we weren't clinical. We weren't clinical in that final third. We got into the right areas. We made some good runs. I think we were hesitant at times when we should have shot and we didn't. We were looking for that pass. And when we do get in those areas, the quality has to be there. And it's been there over a number of games, I think. We've scored, 20? How many goals we got now? You would know, Marty. 28?
One second.
28 goals now. So we can score goals and we get into the right areas, but you know we expected tonight to have a few more from the areas that we did get into the box today.
It is 28.
28.
Just a follow up with the playoff spots on everybody's mind in the dressing room, and how are you going to pick the boys up within the week for that trip to Calgary? Game because it's been two ties on a bounce.
Yeah. Well, look, now the players know what's at stake. They want to make playoffs. That's their goal, is to make playoffs. At the beginning of the season, we were thinking, okay, what's our plan here with this squad and what are we going to do? But as we started to come out of that bubble, we had a huge belief about us that we could get there. And the players can see it now. They know that it's coming to crunch time. And then they're embracing the challenge. Will they back away and not be up for it? No chance. Not in that dressing room. No way. They'll be up for the challenge. They're going to make every game that we play. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to play against us. Very difficult. So for me to pick them up, they'll be up. They'll be ready to go again.
Any other questions in the room for our head coach? Okay, Gaff, you're good to go.
Thanks
very much. Appreciate the time. All right, gents, our game hero this evening, Mr. Jordan Wilson, Esquire. Questions in the room first. Marty, over to you.
Hey, Marty.
Just your thoughts on, I guess, the result itself. You know, lucky to get, not lucky, but fortunate to get that equalized at the end. Just your thoughts on the match itself.
Thought we had a control of it, to be honest. Like, first half, I think, in a game like that, when you go into halftime and it's 0-0 and you feel like you had majority of the chances, and I guess majority of the play, when you're going 0-0, not that we panic a bit, but it's just a bit unfortunate not to get a goal early in the first half, because I feel like it would have changed the game completely. And then, I won't really comment on the penalty, but for them to get a bit of a break, I'll say, and be 1-0, and then you got to chase the game a bit. I'm happy we didn't lose, because we just got to keep the train rolling and get these points. But a feeling like today, you feel like we should have had 3 points.
Yeah. And then just a quick follow-up, like the context of the playoffs themselves, right? It maybe doesn't seem like it's super pressing right now. It is, but like in the next couple of weeks, it will be. Like, how much does that play into you in the lead-up to this game and into those moments where you're like, holy cow, like, we have to take a point?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to take it one game at a time. I feel like obviously we want to be playing in November. And we feel like we have the team that's good enough to do that. But it's just, yeah, you can't really think about it as much as it's like pressing and you're looking at scores and what other teams are doing in the league, but you just have to take it a game at a time. So I think we're doing a good job at that, but I just think as well, like, getting 3 points is a must almost every single time. Thanks, buddy.
Brandon just got in there before Ibrahim.
Hey, Jordan. It's your second time this season scoring sort of a clutch equalizer for your team. Maybe, you know, what's your knack for that, and what's your knack for getting in the box like that?
I was joking with the boys. My dad always told me just be active in the box, just be annoying. So, for me, I think when we're down, I have a bit more urgency in the box. Just because I want to equalize and kind of keep a level playing field. But yeah, I scored two basically of the same goal, just a scrappy who wants it more type of finish. But that kind of sums me up as a player, to be honest. So I'm just grateful to get one in and not lose this game and help the team out.
And the last time you did it was in the bubble, even though you guys were, you know, the home team was in the bubble. How do you feel actually, you know, at home now?
Yeah, it was great. Also, my line sight was like my dad and my uncle and two of their close friends, like, who basically helped raise me growing up. So they were just all hanging out there. So it wasn't even like a nice little celebration. It was a straight like pay homage to the men that helped raise me and told me be active in the box. They always said it.
That was who you ran up to.
That's who I ran up to, yeah. Right. So.
Appreciate it, Jordan.
Thank you.
Ibrahim.
The Gaffer said the motivation is intrinsic for you guys to make it to the playoffs. So that's come November. What lessons from the two games against Halifax and also this one, the draw, what lessons are you going to put to good use in that trip to Hong Kong?
I think how I personally feel is just we gotta just put teams away. Like, we play pretty football. We control most of the games that we're in. We're not really a chasing type of team. We counter well. We always have opportunities. There hasn't been a team that's like ran us off the pitch. So I think what we really need to do is just be a bit more clinical in the final third. Not putting pressure just on attackers, but just like in general, like in their box. I think we just need to be a bit more daring and, a bit more aggressive and almost even selfish at times, you know. So I think today was one of those moments where we were passing, maybe we should shoot, and we were shooting a half chance where we could slip someone in and get 100% shot on goal. Little stuff like that, but like I always say, like in soccer and football, it's the hardest thing to do is score. So, that last little bit I feel like we just really need. But the rest, I think we have a good attitude. Our spirits are high. We have belief within the squad. I feel like we know we're going to be playing in mid-late November. So, yeah, things are good for now.
And the build-up to this game, you were on the clubs and socials with that commercial. It looks like you're destined to score because you were all over the place.
Honestly, I woke up this morning and I felt it, but I also felt like we were going to win 2-0. So, feelings. Feelings aren't always
time to talk about how it was the Hello Fresh meals.
It was. I think it was the fact that like Owen was in my crib last week and he was sending me good Irish luck for sure. So yeah.
Luis?
Yeah. Jordan, congrats for the goal.
Thank you.
We saw you and the team in general very excited at the end. Clear emotional moment. But then I want to know what's the current ambience in the dressing room, because it's still a draw against the team that last in the East Standings right now, so I just want to know your impression on that one.
Yeah, I think we're obviously happy to get a point because the loss would be detrimental in morale, and just we haven't lost in a very long time. You know, like the TFC game, obviously we lost, but we don't really count that in our losing or winning streak. I'd say we're disappointed, but you got to be grateful to get a point in a game where you're behind. You got to keep moving. Got to keep moving forward. So it's a bit of both. I think some of the guys are just going to – no one has their head down, but obviously a bit disappointed because if you look at the match and the opportunities we had, we feel like we could have had 3 points.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room, guys? Robin?
I guess just when there's a corner kick, you know it's your time to move up the field.
Yeah.
There's always a guy to fall back and drop back.
Yeah.
Was it the end where everyone's trying to get that win? Was everyone pressing forward? Was anyone left behind in the back?
Yeah, for sure. We still, we didn't risk it all. We still had, I think it was Isaiah and another player back. But to be honest, I got to give credit where credit's due. Number 8, can't remember his name. Is it McKendry?
Oh, very.
Yeah. He marked me well on corners. This is the one time he, like, let me free. And then I took my moment. But, yeah, they, like, I feel like we got to do better at that because I think we have a good attacking team. Definitely on corners and set pieces, we just got to do a bit more. So get some goals.
How great was Petrasso tonight? I don't know if he was extra motivated. His brother got the assist, Luca Petrasso, in the TFC 2 game. It was like at 1 hour before.
Yeah, I saw that actually, yeah.
And I don't know if there's a rivalry or something. He just said, I mean, it was his best game today, I'd say, whatever.
Yeah, Mike's best when you can run at players and create. And yeah, he did that. I don't know if that little switch, I don't want to get into trouble with the gaffer, but I don't know if that switch from one side to the other helped him. But, yeah, he's a great player. He's dangerous. And as I said, he's best when he's running at guys and has the freedom to create.
That's which is pretty easy to see. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're not giving
anything. Nah, for sure. I don't want to be playing football manager or nothing like that. Just.
Any more questions in the room for J-Dubs? Okay, we are good. You're good to go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming out.
One more.
Okay. Yes.
No, you're good to go.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm got it.
One more guy left and then we're done. No problem.
Recording stopped.
Change of plan from Ottawa, guys. It's going to be Drew Becky. We won't be Ryan Telfer. They put forward Ryan Telfer, but